It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Lowell Ponte. And Lowell has an amazing article here. We're also going to discuss some discussions about some preliminary statements of the things I've seen this morning on the Mueller cross investigations in the House. And the amazing difference between the Democratic line of questioning and the Republicans pointing out lots of anomalies and deficiencies in Mueller's response, which includes also some pretty strong hints that Mueller himself didn't write either the first or second report, and in fact can't reference back either his memory is gone or he didn't write it. Many of the facts that are in these reports that were obviously put by Weissman and his colleagues of Democratic attack dogs. What I see happening here is the Democrats want to get enough grist to be able to get enough members of the House to actually start impeachment, which is not going to go anywhere. It'll be a Democratic suicide because it's not going to pass in the Senate. And we have the situation in Iran right now that I think we should kind of talk about first, but let's get back to this a little later with Mueller and the Mueller, I call the Mueller dossier, because you can't call it a full-force report because he ignored Mr. Mifsud. He made misstatements about Papadopoulos. There's inconsistencies in the report in terms of multiple statements. And the thing I find most disturbing, and again, I'm like half a lawyer, I could take a course and get my law degree within a year because I've done work in so long. I've taken training at the ABIMI, American Board of Independent Medical Examiners, Stony Brook Medical Legal Center in New York City, training as well. People need to understand Dr. Deagle is like half a lawyer, and I can tell you there's no such thing as ability to say we're going to exonerate. It doesn't exist in law in any way, shape, or country, in this or any other country. There's no such thing as an exoneration board. So for Mr. Mueller to taint his final statement and a report with the word exoneration is to load the gun for the Democrats to start impeachment, which, by the way, was his intention all along to avoid information such as Mifsud and the origin of the so-called stolen emails, which were actually given by a person inside the Democratic Party because they're upset about Mr. Bernie Sanders Claus, and those were handed out on a thumb drive, not by hack by the Russians. We have really good evidence that, in fact, the Democrats know these facts, but continue to try to think that they can reverse the 2016 election and impeach Trump before, because if he's not impeached, he's going to get reelected on the economy and many other things he's doing. So let's get into Iran first and then go back to the Mueller cross-investigation. And Mueller is obviously showing his incompetency and the incompetency of his team with 27 leaks that he tried to say, well, we did a good job. No, you didn't. Your team, whether or not you did, leaked it 27 times purposely to harm Trump. And every single one of these leaks was harmful to Trump in one way or another to the media. So let's go through this, Lowell.
Well, sure. First, we now know that Andrew Weissman, in fact, handpicked the 100% Democrat, hardline Democrat team under Mueller.
Right.
We now know, we knew before that part two of the report was written entirely by Andrew
right.
Weissman and was a sheer propaganda effort. We now, from having heard, well, what can I say? Lawrence Tribe is one of the most famous law professors at Harvard, extremely left-wing, always spoken of as a prospective Supreme Court justice for the hard-left Democrats. Even Lawrence Tribe, after seeing this spectacle today, described Mueller's testimony as a disaster.
Right.
Which tells us enough to realize that this is not something Democrats want to live on. They cannot live on impeachment. They're going to go down like a stone if they do. The American people don't want impeachment, but interestingly, the American people don't want anything else that Democrats are offering either.
Right.
Let's say Medicare for all, health care for illegals, slave reparations. Well, there's new polling out from the IBT tip poll. This is what used to be called Investors Business Daily, but a very fine, reputable poll. It is also cross-checked by NPR, PBS NewsHour, Marist polling, and what they together have found is the public doesn't want free health care for illegals, border crossers. It doesn't want slave reparations. It doesn't want socialized medical help. run by the government. The numbers on that, health care for illegals, only 62% say it's a bad idea. That's almost 2 out of 3 people.
Wow.
Including 47% of moderate Democrats and 67% of independents. The people who might be leftists are against it, in other words. 67% are opposed to the Democrat plan to decriminalize illegal border crossings. That's 47% of Democrats and 68% of independents, and 63% of minority voters opposing a left-wing push for open borders. Oh, and 37% of progressive Democrats, that is the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wing of the party, also agree decriminalizing border crossings is a trash idea. In other words, they can't run based on impeachment and cursing Trump, and they can't run based on the main ideas they're locked into in their agenda because they're afraid to disagree with their own left-wing side.
Yeah, it's amazing,
isn't
it?
So the Democrats are basically trapped. There's no place they can go.
Well, what I see happening is the Democratic Party as it stands is self-immolating. They're burning themselves to death. And whatever comes after the Democratic Party, even if they call the Democrats, won't be the party of socialism, open borders, or the idea of taking over government to force people to be vaccinated or have socialized health care. Now, I made a contact through another gentleman, and we were able to contact Don Jr. We're getting information through directly to the president on our health care plans now, and I'm hoping to get through information also on our missile defense systems, which we need, which will tie in with Iran and Russia. But the thing is that you can have a social safety net. People, I'm going to go back in history. The original tithe, which was set up in ancient Israel, was to keep the Kohanim, number one, not going out of business, make sure they didn't get animals and start a business. And number two, they were to provide not only the priesthood class, but also they were the doctors. And even on the Sabbath, if you were sick, you could call a Kohanim, and they didn't ask you for a fee or shekels. And so a social safety net needs to occur in a godly system, not a socialized, godless system. And in socialized countries like in Canada, and you've got some interesting stories there, but I worked in Canada in 3 provinces, British Columbia, Alberta, and Nova Scotia. And in socialized medicine, if it got too expensive to take care of you, they gave you lethal injections, and they didn't go to committee. They just decided to do it. And both of my parents were taken out that way. I was back home during the time when my father had a heart attack and died after heart surgery. But instead of contacting me, they contacted my brother because they knew that he was non-medical, and he would not try alternative things, and he recommended they just give the lethal injection to my dad. Same thing happened when my mom had a stroke. Rather than putting her hyperbaric oxygen, helping her in other ways to recover with clot-busting drugs and so on, they decided to give her a lethal injection. So in the Canadian system, if you either, you're not only delayed for elective surgery, but if you have serious health care concerns and need innovative care or advanced care that's available, like mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy or other treatments, they just give you a lethal injection and off you. So people need to understand that if you have your health insurance, I saw it in America. If you had adequate insurance, they kept you alive on a ventilator. And if you got an extra insurance, you went to Vencore. You had only a 15% chance of dying. And if you got 6 more months of treatment, 85% went home and only 15% were ventilator dependent. So socialized medicine is what I call Obamacare. Do you like that? Instead of Obama, I've changed it to Obamacare. It's embalming you.
Yep.
And the same thing, it's bizarre. I mean, you have a story about a gentleman in British Columbia that I'd like you to maybe talk about now, because this shows you how weird Canadians are getting, and they tolerate too much. Americans don't tolerate this crap. Americans, even in Democrats, can have enough sense to realize that the Democratic Party has gone so far left.
Oh, sure. Well,
even an average Democrat can't vote for the Democrats.
Well, Dr. Bill, you're in a lot of trouble, because you said a gentleman. This is a person who may have been born a man,
right,
who still has male genitalia, but who now believes that he is a woman. And as a result, what they issued as a statement is, this is not about what... See, there are various beauty parlors there that offer women bikini waxes.
Right.
Well, this person keeps going to those beauty parlors and demanding a bikini wax, and then the women who do that are shocked when he pulls off his clothes and he has a full rig of male genitalia.
Uh-huh.
But if they do not give him a bikini wax, then he takes action against
legal action.
Yeah, under the British.
So
Columbia,
basically, he doesn't want a bikini wax. He wants a scrotal wax. He wants to have his scrotum waxed.
Oh yes, absolutely. He wants waxed. He wants to be waxed all over. But under the British Columbia Human Rights Code and the Canadian Human Rights Code, this person, whose name is Jessica Yaniv, says, oh, well, this is just discrimination by people who are religious or culturally opposed to making a woman handle male genitalia. They do not recognize that I am legally a transgender female and have every right to ask for anything that a woman is entitled to. By the way, the same woman has just organized a topless swimming session for girls as young as 12. Their parents are not allowed to attend.
The same individual.
Person with male genitalia will be teaching their 12-year-old topless girls to do God only knows what.
Well, by the way, I saw something recently about something where they were trying to create, in a sense, transgender Down syndrome children, and it was, like, bizarre. It's like, where did this come from? I mean, I know people that are transgender. Some of them are actually quite pleasant, but to force it on the rest of the population and to demand... One of the things that's happening, for example, with sports is genetic males that are transitioned to become females are always going to be athletically superior to females. The male body is designed for hunting, fishing, running around at night with wild animals and so on, and males are just genetically superior in terms of these sport activities. So the idea of having a female sport, we have a tranny male that's called a female now, is ridiculous. Well, they could have a third section where they have a tranny male section where, you know, you can have somebody, a tranny male and female, compete. The women are always going to lose. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, many years ago, I suggested that we have a national ID card issued to everyone, and that it would identify you by race, so there would finally be a legal standard to know whether you're black or brown or whatever, as
right.
in South Africa's apartheid government. And there would be a legal standard to know your gender, and your gender would not be defined by genitalia. It would be defined by a ratio of male to female hormones in your blood. And that way, there is no pure female. There is no pure male. You can also rig, by the way, the racial section of that to say there is nobody who's of pure race. All races are mixed to some degree. And that should eliminate a degree of discrimination. But anyway, if that's the case, think of Megan Rapinoe.
Right.
On the U.S. on the soccer team. If she were tested by the standards that were applied to Soviet Olympic athletes or Eastern
right.
Bloc Olympic athletes decades ago, remember it was always a joke that the female contenders would have veritable beards on them.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
taking so much steroid, so much male hormone, synthetic, that they had turned themselves into males in terms of muscle building. That would be illegal during the game. But the point is, under my standard, I guarantee you Megan Rapinoe would not be permitted on a female team.
Right.
Because she unquestionably has a heavy overload of testosterone. She doesn't look vaguely female. She has a male face, male physiology, a male tendency toward aggression and violence. Everything
right.
testosterone. You know, the kind of thing that Cory Booker... You may have heard a day or two ago, Cory Booker, presidential candidate on the Democrat side, says he often thinks of punching Donald Trump in the face. And he says, that's probably because of my testosterone. Well, he doesn't have enough testosterone to make that possible.
Right.
It's just a psychotic.
I think he's having a wet dream about testosterone.
Well, the point is, do you want a person who's that angry and psychotic to have his finger on the nuclear button? I don't.
I don't think so, no. In fact, we have someone rational where Trump even thought, well, they only took down a Golden Hawk drone at $140 million. We're not going to kill 150 Iranians. Now, the Iranians are pushing it, aren't they? And there's several different aspects about this, but here's what should be done. And now we're switching over to Iran. Number one, Trump should basically controlling the Strait of Hormuz. The British want to control an island. I think that we need to have international control of the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman. Number two, we should tell the Iranians all we need is ground observation and no enrichment of uranium or missile tests, dismantling them, and everything's okay. We'll take off these sanctions. If not, we're going to sanction all of the allies of Iran that agree to this agreement where they're broken it now with four times enrichment of uranium. And we need to go after our so-called allies because they're the problem.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Lowell, reading through your article, you say a number of things, like, for example, the beliefs that the doctrine of Taqiyya, al-Taqiyya, where Allah gives them the right to lie to license in order to defeat the enemy. And, of course, Hillary Clinton gave 20% of America's uranium to Russia, which, of course, probably rewarded that over probably to Iran. So probably if we get a nuke that arrives at American shores, one way or another, either through a container or a missile, it'll be because of corruption inside our government. And
the fear is they will use terrorists as a delivery system. They are already the world's number one country funding terrorism.
Right. Here's what I suspect. We have three layers of danger from Iran. The first layer of danger is just cutting off the Strait of Hormuz, which will collapse the world economy. The second layer of danger is the delivery of biological weapons, because the Biopreparat program sent them to Tehran and to Syria. The third layer is that they're a proxy of Russia, so those are not just homemade nuclear weapons or even enrichment techniques. It's Russian proxy at the Bashar reactor that are giving technology. And then we've proven already that Rosatom outside Moscow gave all the weapons and targeting systems to Mr. Kim. Mr. Kim couldn't have made these missiles homegrown. They were grown by Russia over 70 years of research, primarily initially started by America, and upgraded with the Biopreparat program in the late 90s under Bill Clinton to give targeting technology with the LEO satellite system that we were installing through a satellite company through London called Biopreparat. So as I mean, London, what's the name of the company that I'm trying to remember now? That was actually Lockheed Martin Inter Sputnik, it's called. It was tied to Lockheed Martin. So what people have to understand is Iran can cause a lot of grief. They can, within their range, actually target U.S. military bases inside the Middle East. So they have multiple layers here. And I don't think there's a win-win situation for America. But I think our strategy should be protective and defensive rather than offensive. And what we should be doing is actually severe sanctions against our so-called allies that are supporting Iran to continue to enrich uranium. And the problem is that the sunset is after 10 years, which is coming up. They can build nukes anyway. And if they have nukes and decide to use them against Israel because they believe that bringing about an Islamic holy war with a nuclear war against the rest of the world will bring about an Islamic world according to their prophecies and their scriptures inside both Shiite and Sunni Islam.
Sure, and this is extremely dangerous. Well, let's not confuse the things, but this I laid out in the column, all these details are there.
Right.
The theocratic medieval Islamic rulers of Iran,
right,
are Twelvers. That is, they're of a particular cult inside Islam that,
right,
believes the 12th Imam is actually the Mahdi. He is the figure sent by Allah who will, by fire and sword, bring about the Islamification of the entire planet.
Wow.
And the way that will work is there will be a massive war, and Islam will win. So, in other words, we're talking about that. Now, understand, in our country, we have leftists who think it's crazy to let Bill Deagle have a .22 caliber rifle.
Right.
They want to take away all your handguns. But Barack Obama had no objection at all to giving nuclear weapons to these Iranians who believe in global nuclear war. Think about how crazy that is.
Well, it's not as crazy as evil. A lot of time we don't want to call something evil when it's beyond insanity. Beyond crazy, it's just evil. And Barack Obama is an evil man, okay? So are the Democratic Party. That's why both me and Judge Pirro calls them the demon rats. But the fact is we're now backed into a situation where our allies have supported an agreement with Iran to continue trade because they're making money selling, you know, European Airbuses to Iran or doing other trade deals between Germany and so on. And rather than, and the thing is, Iran is still a major supplier of oil and gas to Europe. And this is a very dangerous thing. They're also a major supplier to China. So what we have is a situation now where I think we need to take over the control of the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman, number one. We need to start sanctioning our allies and say we're going to sanction you and your country and your businesses if you do any further dealings with Iran. And just like when the British stopped this container heading with oil to Syria, part of the agreement with Iran was to make sure that they didn't supply oil to Syria. But they do.
Well, yes. And in fact, this was the seizure of an Iranian tanker carrying oil to Syria, apparently, that has triggered this seizure of British-related tankers.
Right.
So But I mean, think of the position that Trump is in, which forces him to deal only with secondary figures. You're dealing with crazies. You're dealing with crazies who are utterly determined to get and keep nuclear weapons and who aren't afraid of nuclear war, ultimately.
Well,
on top of that, they follow the Shia refined doctrine of al-Taqiyya, which is the idea that God has given them, Allah has given them permission to lie as long as it advances the cause of Islam. And what would advance the cause more than taking over the planet?
Yeah.
So they'll sign any agreement. They'll sign any treaty. It doesn't matter. They feel they can lie while doing that. They have no reason to be honorable.
Right.
So you can't sign an agreement with them, as Barack Obama did. That's just nuts. They don't believe in agreements. They're not going to honor it.
Well,
so you have to deal with their secondaries, like Russia and the Europeans.
Yeah, I think that dealing with secondaries, and actually, we could actually eventually close off the Strait of Hormuz completely to any Iranian oil, if it continues. And a simple out for them is this. Rather than trying to do a regime change, number one, we need to actually have on-the-ground monitoring of enrichment so that there's no more enrichment. Number two, we need to dismantle their missile program. Now, I don't think they're going to do it, because I'll tell you where I think things are going to go eventually. I think you're going to see our European allies not be very allied at all, despite the fact that Iran has increased their enrichment by 400%. And they probably have at least several nuclear bombs, which even just one heading to the tiny state of Israel, if they put in a missile which can strike Israel, Israel is going to retaliate even if they think that there's going to be enrichment to that level. So my guess is Israel is itching on the trigger. Even during Barack Obama, the Israelis were given long-range tankers to refuel their aircraft so they could bomb the Bashar reactor and sites inside Iran, including with bunker busters, and return all the way to Israel because it's a 1,500-mile round trip. And it's my feeling that Israel, if we don't act, Israel's going to act on their own. I don't think they're going to tolerate a nuclear Iran or an Iran that continues to threaten Israel. I think that Israel will take them out. Your comment.
Well, this will be interesting because you see Ms. Brzezinski on MSNBC. Her father, Zbigniew Brzezinski, foreign policy advisor to Jimmy Carter, actually proposed that the U.S. Navy be prepared, and if Israel tries to preemptively attack the nuclear facilities in Iran, we should use our forces to shoot down the Israeli jets and kill their pilots.
Really?
Of course, he was a vicious Polish anti-Semite. But this is the thing. Why is she not asked to defend that policy if she defends it, or repudiate it if she repudiates it? I mean, it's an utter outrage.
Right. What I see happening is...
certainly Israel should be able to defend itself in an existential situation where its very survival is threatened.
It's my feeling that the timing is going to be very important because we're now less than a year and a half away from the election. We also have the national world ID situation going on October 1st. We have the fact that the Russia knows that if Trump gets in the second term, his Space Force and missile defense will probably be fully operational, so Russia will not be able to do missile attacks either through their proxies, Venezuela, Iran, or North Korea, because these are all proxies of Russia. And Mr. Putin, who wants to...
And just parenthetically, tomorrow officially Bojo... Boris Johnson takes over as Prime Minister of England.
Right.
You know, this is mini-me to Donald Trump. They have the same hairstylist, you've probably noticed.
Oh, I did, yeah.
And so it'll be very interesting to see what he is willing or unwilling to do.
Well, my guess is the things that need to be done, long before you get to military things, do prevent the missile defense systems, like theater air defense in Israel and so on, and our allies, including Saudi Arabia. Station inside Saudi Arabia to protect the pipeline that's the alternative to the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz, because they have a pipeline they built in advance years ago, the Saudi Arabians and the Qataris did, so they can pipe across the Saudi Arabian territory. It's my feeling that we need to actually put some very hard screws on our so-called allies that are not cooperating with us in terms of this so-called agreement that Iran has. And we need to actually take over the control of the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman. And I think that we don't have the carrier group there in the strait. I think we should have our missile defense systems all operational We should actually take over the islands in the Gulf of Oman and Strait of Hormuz. There is an island that the British plan to take over with their amphibious force. I think that would be a next good move. And we would say, look, we'll allow you to have your trade and so on, but you're not going to be able to attack any vessels in the area. And then the next step is they need to understand that if there's any loss of life on the American side or British side or any of your allies, that there'll be a retaliatory strike against Iran. It'll be very devastating. And I think the next step should be, one, to decapitate the Republican Guard and the mullahs themselves by using space-based weapons, including rods from God and gamma-ray weapons and other things and drones, and then move in with Delta Force and just decapitate the regime. Because people have to understand that the rest of the world cannot tolerate any Islamic country with advanced weapons, EMP weapons, nuclear weapons, missiles, or biological weapons, because an Islamic country that believes eschatologically that in order to bring about the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, they have to bring about a global cataclysm to Islamify the world, this cannot be tolerated. And
well,
the idea that we can have a treaty with them is insane.
Pakistan already has nuclear weapons, but
they need to be denuclearized, and that's one of the problems.
Clovers. Well, the Saudis actually paid for some of the weapons. They're just sitting on a shelf waiting to be taken to Saudi Arabia.
You're talking about the ones from Pakistan, right?
From Pakistan, yeah.
Yeah, Pakistan are not 12ers, though, are they?
No, they're not. That's the virtue of it. Now, there are a couple of other complicating factors that we have to weigh in this. Number one, when Richard Nixon in 1971 cut the last anchor to gold for the dollar, that is the euro dollar, saying to European countries, if you want, we'll let you exchange dollars for gold at $32 an ounce. France was on the verge of doing that when Richard Nixon decided to just end the agreements that made that possible, rather than have France strip our fortress full of gold, supposedly.
Right.
And that means that ever since, the only reason Nixon could do it is because the Saudis entered a secret agreement with us. And in that agreement, they guarantee to sell their oil only for U.S. dollars,
right,
the currency exchange, which holds up, maintains the value of the dollar as the world's exchange currency.
Right.
But in exchange for that, we agreed to be willing to sacrifice U.S. boys and girls in the military, if need be, to defend Saudi Arabia.
Right.
We are militarily committed for holding together our very economy to protect Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
It would not have been nearly as complicated when we also had the Shah of Iran as an ally, but of course Jimmy Carter systematically and deliberately destroyed that,
right,
and overthrew the Shah, which is one of the many, many reasons why Jimmy Carter should be viewed as one of the most evil human beings in all of world history.
Right. Well, he's still evil, and the comments he's recently made against Trump are disgusting. I even had one idiot who said he thinks Jimmy Carter is a clone. I'm thinking, no, he's a clown from hell. How's that? Not a clone.
Well, I hope he read my column on Carter a few weeks ago, because I went into things like that. So that's one of the complications that we have in dealing with that. In addition, you notice that we have had our own military force there, but we would never sail the USS Abraham Lincoln or its carrier strike group or the Boxer amphibious ready group that goes with it through the Strait of Hormuz. We have stayed outside the Gulf. And as a student of world history, you probably remember 2,400 years ago when the Athenians decided they would launch a fleet against the tyrant of Syracuse. And they sailed into the Syracusan giant harbor, and they were ready to destroy this wicked little country. And
right,
then the Syracusans pulled up a giant chain from the seabed, trapping the Athenian fleet.
Right.
Which cost them hundreds of ships and thousands of Athenian marines who died in battle there, running out of food and water,
right,
on the sands of Syracuse.
Wow.
And so it's very dramatic to realize what can happen when you sail into a narrow water space in an age of hypersonic weapons, ray weapons.
Exactly. And it's a different battlefield now, isn't it? Back in a moment with more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And please continue. You mentioned a very important thing because you have a very strategic mind, Lowell. We have a different war platform. I think, for example, a few years ago I had an expert on talking about the stupidity of building aircraft carriers. We don't have, when we have hypersonic cruise missiles, high-velocity torpedoes, EMP weapons like the Cook was exposed to a few years ago that the Russians used to actually neutralize the power and even the ability to interact with a Russian jet. I think that we would be very surprised by the so-called response of the Iranians backed by the Russians and what weapon systems they have. We know they took down the Global Hawk drone, which is an observational drone, not a Reaper, which basically has weapons on it. I think we'd be very surprised by what would happen if the war was engaged and we didn't fully anticipate what weapon systems Iran might have, or just the environment, just like you talked about this chain that was lifted up that literally trapped the navy of the Greeks. So what's your analysis? I think we need to do a lot of things before we even think about engagement of a physical war. But if we want to decapitate, we could literally do moves before them with our allies and financial and other moves, and control of the Strait of Hormuz with other even drone-like naval vehicles. But I think we should put a lot of pressure on our so-called allies to disavow this so-called agreement where Iran has enriched their uranium, and give them an out. Say, look, we're not going to do a regime change to the mullahs, but you need to allow us inspections and to dismantle your missile program, and that's it. We'll take away the sanctions and your economy comes back. I think Iran is much closer to financial collapse, but if we could actually close the Strait of Hormuz and actually don't permit any of their oil to leave, they're going to be over. Their own people will actually decapitate the regime. We don't need to do it ourselves, do we?
And that's what ideally we'd like to have happen. Short of that, there can be military engagement, but the way it's done nowadays, it's very controlled.
Surgical.
You pick out a small target, you take it out thoroughly, you don't kill very many people. Trump, in a recent situation, would not even engage when it would have involved 150 deaths, which would normally be considered small. So those are the range of military options if you wish to go military. But you're right, the main harm that can be done to Iran is economic, especially since its economy is near collapse anyway, and it has people who have to be held, basically. You know, the Iranian military guard is not necessarily made up of Iranians. There are a lot of Palestinians who are there, and they're sent in precisely because they don't even speak Farsi. They just slaughter what to them are a foreign people, as the Persians. And this appalls the Iranians. They're actually being held as slaves, in effect, by a theocratic regime that uses foreigners to hold them down, foreign mercenaries, rather the way the Sultan of Turkey used to have it, janissaries as his elite force, who were basically the raised children of Eastern European Christians. So they had no cultural loyalty or identification with the nation of Turkey or the different tribes and families therein. They were loyal only to the Sultan and nobody else. By the way, just a note, this still is a medical show in many ways. So a couple of quick medical topics we just throw on the table so people hear them.
Right.
New research shows that a spicy diet can be linked to dementia. The spicier a diet you eat, the more likely you are to get dementia.
That's because it's going to break down the blood-brain barrier with increased cytokine levels.
Yeah. A new bill allows Oregon students, high school and perhaps college, to take mental health days. Sounds like a great idea to me, with one thing. Why don't taxpayers get mental health days when they don't have to pay their taxes in Oregon or anywhere else? I just throw that out as a possibility. The new Top Gun movie, Top Gun Maverick, starring Tom Cruise, is largely funded by Communist China, which apparently had some influence in modifying the uniform he wears. It was filmed with him wearing a jacket that has a Taiwanese flag, for example, put as a small item on the jacket. Well,
right.
That has been electronically reduced to gibberish. So viewers will no longer see a Taiwanese flag that might upset the communist Chinese. And what else in our news? Oh, yes. Elizabeth Warren, who likes to depict herself as a saint, almost a god, as a presidential candidate, a lawyer named William Jacobson from Cornell Law School, has observed that she has tried to hide her background as a lawyer for Dow Chemical. Why? Because she used to work as a Dow Chemical lawyer denying women who had been injured by Dow's breast implant material to deny them any significant settlement.
Wow.
She's tried to conceal that. So by all means, look up William Jacobson and the pieces he's done at Legal Insurrection on how Elizabeth Warren has deliberately injured women suffering from breast cancer. It shows just how greedy and vile she really is.
Yeah, but she always gets on the angry eyes, almost similar to Bernie Sanderclaus. I called this Mr. Potato Head. you know, he's got his angry eyes on when he's trying to tell us, well, you really got to do this. Hand over supreme power to me.
Bernie Sanders, who will not allow his own staff to be paid the $15 an hour minimum wage that he demands companies pay. That Bernie Sanders. By the way, Rashid Tlaib, one of the four Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez coven of radicals, she also a Palestinian, she has now called for a minimum wage of $20. Boys and girls, just so you understand, from a libertarian, from an economist's point of view, the minimum wage is always zero. Because the higher you make the government-imposed minimum wage, the fewer people will be employed. And they'll earn nothing. The estimate is that from Bernie Sanders' idea of forcing a minimum wage to $15, that could, according to the Congressional Budget Office, cost 3.7 million jobs.
Wow.
Mostly young
people.
Well,
we know that you can't force employers to do it. That's, I mean, if you're going to do anything, you'd have a regulatory change to.
You have to understand that there's always dirt and scum behind anything Democrats propose. In this case, the dirt and scum is from labor unions. You see, labor unions push a $15 minimum wage, even though it just means that McDonald's is going to get more automated equipment to replace more young people. So they'll employ fewer and fewer people. The unions don't give a damn. What they care about is they have union contracts with escalator clauses in them.
Wow.
And if you have an escalator clause and people are suddenly being paid a $15 minimum wage, guess what? Your wages go up by another $7 or $8 an hour, even if you're making $50 an hour already.
You're talking about the people in the unions.
In the union, yeah.
Yeah.
So the union people are willing to screw young working people at McDonald's.
Wow.
And cost them their jobs just to make more money for the unions, which then get kicked back to the Democratic Party.
I have a solution, but I want to run it by you. What I think we need to do is we have, for example, here in California, they have commissions to make it very hard to build housing at reasonable cost. So to build a house in California is about double the cost it would be, say, in Nevada.
40% of the cost of a house is government regulation in California.
Right. So the first thing you need to do is get rid of the government regulation so you can build homes. Number two, you need to have I believe this, we should have a value-added tax where we tell people they need to have a job and we'll top up their wage to what's a living wage in whatever town or city based on actual statistical analysis by accountants. And that way people can actually then, we do get rid of social services, because the biggest problem in our country is only about 12% of the money that's acquired to provide social services to, say, black and Hispanic people or poor people goes to the poor people. It goes to the big, giant, bloated government. We need to truncate the government and just simply top up the wages so that they have a living wage. And we don't want it to be on the burden of an employer, because if you do that, you'll destroy jobs.
Okay, but a living wage varies from place to place.
No, you need an analysis of each city and town.
I mean, a living
visit.
Wage in San Francisco is a heck of a lot more than it is in Arkansas.
Right, so what you need to do is you need to have an analysis of where it is. And also you need to have commissions to control the cost of food. You can have the same food grown in villages.
In other words, ultimately taxpayers are going to pay this difference?
No, what you do is you have a value-added tax that will just top up their wages. Because, you see, there's a social cost to having people that are living below a livable standard, including, for example, we need to control co-pays and insurance. Simple way to get rid of insurance problems and co-pays is pay doctors an hourly wage based on years of experience and training, and same with nurses. And so their cost of actually administration, and make it illegal to have these giant co-pays and deductibles. And allow cross-border competition so you can have transparency. See, what you want to do is you want to make sure, this is like the tithe in ancient Israel. It's sort of like a libertarian thing. You want to make sure that everybody has a livable wage based on wherever they're living, but you don't want to have government control. You simply want to top up if they have a job so that they can actually afford to buy groceries and have health care. But you don't want a government control in there, socialism, because it means the government will say, you have to take these vaccines, we have to terminate you because it's too expensive to take care of you. And if you can afford insurance, your insurance will keep you alive, you see.
I'm still trying to figure out who is actually paying this differential.
Well, the value-added tax would be something that would be paid by people as a small tax on top of their... There are 67 countries besides America that have a VAT. And it would be a federal tax that would allow you to...
So you mean you and I will be paying so that Joe Blow, who is really capable of earning only $15 an hour can have a home in San Francisco?
No, I'm not saying you have a home. What's happened is you have to actually have, we're talking about minimum. We're not talking about people living lavishly. And we're not talking about crazy wages. What we're talking about is, for example, people can't afford good food. They can't afford, so they have to work two and three jobs. And what this does, this social thing is feeding into the Democrats, because the Democrats lie to the public and tell them, if you just vote for us, we're going to bring all these wages. It'll destroy the economy. You cannot have employers forced to provide $15 to $20 an hour wage.
Oh, by
but
the
you
way,
also can't
Chris,
have, you can't,
by the way, I almost
but
forgot.
But here, let me finish my statement, though. The problem is that the federal government, and even under Trump, has not addressed the fact that although we increased the stock market, the number of people that are just crawling along in the lower middle class has gotten not any better.
Yeah,
since 2008.
Chris Smith and I go into an elaborate explanation of how a lot of this works in Money, Morality, and the Machine, our most recent book.
By the way, tell us how you get that book.
Your listeners can get a copy of that book absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. That's a good deal. You don't even have to pay a value-added tax. You just need to call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the Columbus Sail the Ocean Blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Now, in 1987, I started in Augusta, Georgia, at the Trauma and Burn Center. And the nurse told me that in the emergency department that they passed regulations just months before I started that if somebody was shot and didn't have insurance, they'd strap them to a gurney and leave them outside the emergency room door so they bleed to death and die outside so they weren't responsible. Now, the problem is that people say, we don't want to pay for insurance for illegals. We already do, and it's stupid. Because all these illegals arrive in an emergency department of doctors and nurses are incompetent with dealing with obstetric, pediatric, or geriatric cases. So what we should do is that value-added tax should go to pay for a rent of a room and pay for doctors and nurses who can work part-time to take care of people that don't have insurance. And we'll save money, just like we'll save money if we have a VAT and we just top up people's wages so we don't have a giant burgeoning class of under-poor, basically incapable of actually surviving in the American economy. And we need to get rid of the social services. Social services should be truncated because I don't believe in big government. I think big government is toxic. But the problem is, you see, the Democrats want to bloat government up and get millions more people in the government things with government pensions and everything. What I want to see is the money go directly through to the people who need it so they can have an apartment and buy good food and be able to have their kids get clothing. The problem is right now the average person in the lower middle class can't. And the problem is that Trump wanted to increase the tax breaks for the poor, but that's not enough. I think we need to be creative in terms of a safety net without socialism. And it should be a libertarian safety net where we shrink government rather than expand the damn thing, right?
Well, that's right. But always the politicians are going to ask, what's in it for me?
Well, of course, that's why.
Dependent.
They're like vampires. They want to know when their blood meal is going to happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't think the politicians would be happy in shedding dependence on the part of the people.
That phone number again to get the amazing book, Money, Morality, and the Machine is?
800-630-1492.
Amazing analysis. We're always exploring these things and trying to find solutions. Call in 818-818-6401. Coming up next hour, Jonathan Gray, all the way from New Zealand, our ancient archaeologist. He's on every second week. Back in a moment. And the medicine for the blues.